We'll do a review now of Likutei Sichas Chelek Yud Gimel. We'll do the Sicha Aleph for Parshas Chukas. In this Sicha, the Rebbe discusses the lesson and the spiritual idea of Tuma and Tara, the general of impurity and purity, and to show that there are reasons and parts of Torah which don't have reasons, and those are the chukim, and Tumah v'Tahara in general are those that don't have the chukim, that don't have reasons, as the Rebbe will bring down. And the Rebbe points to the fact, which means that the Torah also has some parts of it that came down into reason, but some parts of it did not come down into reason. And the idea is that we have to do the mitzvah because of even the higher than reason and things that are not in reason. And that's why the mitzvahs, every detail is important, because in reason it makes a difference, a big thing, a small thing, but in beyond reason, over there, every aspect of it becomes the will of Hashem, and therefore everything is important. That's the lesson the Rebbe is going to learn from this. But first, even though the Parsha starts off with Zois Chukas HaTorah, so it specifically talks about the Chukah of the Parah Adumah, the Red Heifer, and the procedures, and we know that the Parah Adumah is considered to be one of the, as Zois Chukas, that mitzvah that is the most not understood. Even Shlomo HaMelech said that he doesn't understand the Chak Mudechekim many. But yet, the Rebbe says it also is not limited to the Parah Adumah, but it's really about the general concept also of Tumah and Tara, as the Rebbe will go on to explain the evidence. So let's look inside. Aleph. Behemshech l'mashe nemar bereish parshasenu zois chukas ha-toyroh. In follow-up to what the Parsha talks about, Zois Chukas HaTorah, which is referencing the Parah Adumah, that this is the statue of the Torah, the Parah Adumah. So maybe B'Medresh HaPosik, so the Medresh quotes the Posik, this is a Posik in Eiv, Perik Yudalet, Posik Dalet, in which Eiv, it says in the Posik there, it says, Mi Yitain Tomei Toher Mitomei. Who will give Tohir from Tomei? Which means, as the Medrash articulates over there, that we find very sort of paradoxical that things that are Tomei is Tohir, become that even though it would seem that it comes from Tomei, or it should be Tomei, then it's Miyitein Tohir Mitomei. The reason we're bringing this down is the Rebbe wants to show that the whole idea of Tumah V'Tahara is discussed in the Medrash as a follow-up to the Zois Chukas HaTorah, to imply that all cases of Tumah V'Tahara are part of the Chukas HaTorah. So what is the examples, Miyitein Tohir Mitomei, what is the examples the Medrash gives in which Tohir, it becomes Torah even though it is from Tomei? And he continues with several examples in matters of impurity, in which we find in those matters something on one hand, and then the opposite, other side. So, for example, so the Rebbe brings in the bracket, Baheres. If you have, this is one of the sign of leprosy, if it is kigris, the sign of a bean, the size of a bean, ba'odom, on a person, that will be tomei. So it seems like baharis is a sign of tumah. That means that you're impure, you're defiled. But yet, porcha bekuloi tohir, if the baharis sprouts in the entire body of the person, which is much more than the gris, which would make him Tomei, then it'll be Tohir, V'oid, and furthermore. And following this example, which means it's illogical, it doesn't make any rational sense, umesayim, and therefore it says, mitziva kein, migozer kein, who instructed so, who decreed so? Lo yichidei shel oilom, is it not the only the one, the yachid of the world, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quoting for the end over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, in the Medrash, chuko chokakti, I have decreed a statute, my statutes, gzeir gazarti, I've decreed my decree, iyata rashoi labrel gzeirosi, you are not permitted to transgress my decree. So, these are not at all poraduma details, these are regular tumah, so therefore that means that that is a continuation of follow-up of the chuk of poru. Mi dehevi b'medrash kam inyonim chukiyim. Since the medrash brings down several matters which are statues, which are illogical, shebetuma, which are in the laws of tuma, v'tare, in tuma v'tare, b'chod amachso, together in one place, im ha chuka de parsha seinu. So therefore, since it brings it together, the chuka of our parsha paraduma, ubehemshech l'mashe ne'mar zeis chukas ha-toyro, as a follow-up to what is written, this is the statue of the Torah, and then we're discussing in the Medrash the other statues of Tuma, Shema Mino, so we learn from this, Shaha Medrash Mefarish, that the Medrash explains, Shebezois Chukas HaTorah, so when the Torah says this is the statue of the Torah, which literally goes on the Paraduma, Nirmas, but in it it's hinted, Loi rak hachuko de paraduma, not only the statue of paraduma, elagam, but also hachuko, also the statue shebichlolus inyan hatuma is vitaharosin, the general concept of this is a statue, non-logical, which is in the general idea of impurity and purity, tumas and taras, shitzada shove shebichol hadugmois. That becomes the common denominator of all the examples that the Medrash brings. It's that it's the idea of tumatara that are not logical. Koilel gam inyan paraduma, which includes the idea of paraduma, also illogical. So what does that mean? Hainu. So that means shahachuko de paraduma. So when we discuss that there is a chukas hatoira, this statue, the illogical, the statue of Poradumo, he loyrak ha-gzeiro shebeproti din ha-pora. So that's not just referring to the decrees, Hashem's decree in the details, in the protim of the laws of the pora. Elogam ha-gzeiro sheba-inyan kloli, but this also is referencing the decree, which is in the general matter, the hatumo v'taharoso, which of the Tuman Tara, which comes through the Pora. That itself, not the detail of the Pora, but the general thing, is also a something which is hinted here, which we're talking about when we say Zeus Chukas HaToyra, the fact that the Pora itself is Tuma V'Tara. As the sages tell us, Ukumaymer Chazal, as the saying of our sages of blessed memory, that lo yhameis metame, it is not a mace that makes somebody impure. No, the mace itself is not the one that carries impurity, v'lo yhamayim metarim, and not the water, the mikveh, that one immerses themselves, is not, in essence, purifying. Elo omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Kodro said, chuka chakakti, I've made a decree, a statue, chulu, diksiv zeish chukas ha-toyra, this says zeish chukas ha-toyra, this statue of the Torah. So here we're talking about this general idea. Tuma doesn't really carry with it, in essence, any impurity. It's just the Eibishter says, the water doesn't carry, in essence, of it, any cleaning power, but the Torah says that the water cleans you. So that means that it's not a logical, this is still a statue. B'chlolus yoysir b'lshein ha-rambam, in a more general term, and the language is used by the Rambam, quoting, the davar borur v'golui, it is clear, this matter is clear and reopen. Sha'atumis v'hatareis, that the impurities and the purities, gizeiris, hakosuvheim, they are decrees of the verse. V'einoi midvorim This is not from those items that a human's mind would decide to. These are from the statutes. So what does this all mean? That although when the Torah says here, Zois, this is the statute of the Torah, so we are talking as it relates to the impurity of the dead body, touching a dead body, and how you become pure. Uke pashtus aksuvim, and as this simple meaning in the verses, harezebol rames gam, this is also coming to hint, alachuko shebichlolus inyan detuma vitara, on the chuka, on the statue, and the lack of understanding in general, which includes the general concept of impurity and purity. And the reason the Rebbe is bringing, pointing all this out, is to bring out to us a lesson from Tumah and Tara in general. Because this lesson the Rebbe in this Sicha is going to explain is not specifically from the Paraduma, the Chukah Paraduma. And that's why the Rebbe troubles himself to show to you that this Paraduma is also, this is the basis of this parasha, is also connected to the idea of generally that Tumah and Tara in generally are Chukah, and that's part of the Zeus Chukah Satoir of the Paraduma. In Ois Beis, the Rebbe is going to tell us that while the physical mitzvahs and the physical application of these practical will not take place, will not be only in the time when there is a Beis HaMikdosh, etc., when we're able to do the various different services, but yet we still need to today, the mitzvahs are internal, and we need eternal, and we need to be able to learn something from them. There is a message and a lesson from the mitzvah of the Torah. So, Rebbe says in Ois Beis, Yadua is known, shekol inyan shebetorah, that every aspect of Torah, yesh bo hayra, includes in it an instruction, ba'avodas kol echad ve'echad mibnei Yisrael, in the service of each one and one of the Jewish people, b'chol makom u'b'chol zman, every place and every time. Uki haloshin, as the language we say, v'hatoyre hinitchis, that the Torah is eternal, from the Tanya, that the Torah is eternal. So that means that we always have to learn from the Torah, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash. V'gam ha-mitzvahs, v'dini ha-Torah, also those mitzvahs and the laws of the Torah, shenoy gimrak bizman she-Beis HaMikdash kayom, which apply only at the time that the Beis HaMikdash is in existence, chulu, that only is as far as it relates to their physical observance. To observe them literally, physically, you need a Beis HaMikdash, Abel, etc. Abel Beruchni is, but in the spiritual level, Gam Mitzvahs Eilu Hein Lemailom Ha'agbolis Zmanu Mokoim. Also, these mitzvahs are beyond the limitation of time and space. And same thing in our case. The main observance of the laws of impurity and purity, that is actually when the time that the Beis HaMikdash is in existence. But yet, but their meaning, the contents, the idea in the spiritual service, who kayom v'shayich b'chol zman u'mokom, exists, applies in every time and space. And now the Rebbe is going to further bring on another point, that when we're looking for a lesson, we're not looking for a hidden lesson which is based on the drushes or a person needs to be learned. We're looking for a lesson. There needs to be a lesson in the very simple ideas of Tumah V'Tara, which the Rebbe wants to bring out, because since it's a lesson for everybody who learns Torah, and it has to apply to everybody, so to understand something deep, maybe you have to be a big chacham, but to understand the literal meaning of the pasuk, that everybody is obligated. If a person just reads the words already in the very simple context, makes a bracha. If you're going to just say words that learn things that you don't understand what you're saying, then you can't make a bracha. So Basically, the Torah Shebiktav value is in the words, in what it says directly. So we are going to try to find, the Rebbe is going to find a lesson from actually from the very simple meaning of the words. So the Rebbe says there's another point over here. This lesson of Zeus Chukas HaTorah, which we're getting, this is all an introduction to tell us what we need to learn out, is Shayeches L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad. It applies to each one and one. Gam L'Kigoyin Elu, even for those example, Lo Yodi Maika Amri, that don't know what they're saying. Shari Gam Heim Vorchim Birchas HaTorah. For they too will make a blessing for the Torah, the blessing of the Torah, which is Hayra. Why are they making the blessing? The Torah means the instruction. So it means the Torah needs to be an instruction even for those that don't know, don't understand. When they read this portion in the written Torah, so there must be a message for them because they're going to have to make a brocha. And this is from the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. Even if they don't know, they make a bracha. Avo b'limud ha'protim, b'teri shabal peh. But when you learn the details in the oral Torah, mevarchim rak shemevin halimud. Over there, you make the bracha only when you understand what you're learning. That's when you make the bracha. So therefore, mezeh move on. So from this we understand, asher ha'hira, that this hira that we're talking about is lekol echad ve'echad, that is for each one. Hiloy mehaprotim is not from the proti dinim, is not from the details of locha. Shehem lemayle masagos shelishaposhut. They are beyond the comprehension of the simple person. So those details is beyond them. Elamaklolos ha'inyan dezeish chukas ha'Torah. But from the general idea of this is the statue of the Torah. So basically, the Rebbe gave this whole introduction to tell us what kind of a lesson that we're looking for over here. So, number one, we're not looking specifically only a lesson of Chukas HaTorah, of the Paraduma. We're looking about generally Tuma. We're looking over here, Tuma Vitara. And the second thing is we're looking at the very simple level of what the Pasuk is talking about, how the person, the idea of Tuma and Tara in general, on the very little beginning level, for which you would make a Birchas HaTorah, which everybody has to, Torah Nitzchis, everybody has to learn a lesson from this. And the Rebbe explains now the whole idea of the chukah, and that the reason why something is called a chukah, and why does the Torah call it over here a statue of all the Torah? Because essentially, that represents what a mitzvah is. A mitzvah is done because of the Eibishter that told us to do the mitzvah. It's the chukas ha-Torah. On the contrary, when you have a mitzvah that you understand and you're doing it because you understand it, your mind agrees to it, it's something that you find that makes sense to you, so then that's not really what the mitzvah is. Zeis chukas ha-Torah. Why is this the chuk of all the Torah? Because the fact that Parah Aduma is the most not understood, that's why this is the statue of the Torah, because this is what Torah is really all about. That part that we do understand is not the main aspect of the mitzvah. Let's look inside. The Yuvan Gimel, the Yuvan Zeba Hagdim. So we'll understand this by introducing HaPirush HaYedua, the known interpretation, by Masha Nemar, and the fact that it's written Zeus Chukas HaTorah. It says this is the statue of the Torah, the Lechayra Havale Lameimer. It seems that he should have said Zeus Chukas HaPorah. This is the statue of the Porah. We're talking about not the whole Torah. We're talking about specifically the statue, the rule of the Porah. So why are we saying, why does the Pasuk say this is the statue of the Torah? Shahamitzvah. So the explanation is Shahamitzvah, the Porah Adumo, Yesh Bo Toichen HaNimtzo Ba Torah Bechlau. That the mitzvah of the red heifer, of the Parah Aduma, contains in it the idea which we find in the Torah in general. And this is what it means. This is the statues of the Torah, which means Zois Achuka Shabi Parah. This statue that is in the Parah, Shehi Achuka Da Torah Kula. This is the statue of all of Torah. This Chuka is really the statue of all the Torah. What specifically about the Pora that this becomes the statue, the idea of all the Torah? Mavur baze barucha. So it's explained at length in this, is that the ho b'ho talya, that one depends on the other thing, something which is least understood becomes the fact that it's a chukah, then it becomes the whole Torah, that becomes the main part of the mitzvah. The ho b'ho talya, that one hinges on the other, the fact that it's not understood, that makes it the central mitzvah of all the Torah. Mitzvah zu liyesu chukah, since this mitzvah is considered a statue. This is such a statue, such a not understood, that vafilu be'erech shara mitzvah shebesug achukim, even relative to the other mitzvahs that are in the category of statues, that also don't make sense. Doesn't make sense the most. Lachain, and therefore, b'zeh guf, and in this itself, he klolus kol ha-mitzvah, that makes it the general of all mitzvahs, because this is what mitzvahs are about. V'atam, the reason is explained. Kol ha-mitzvahs muhuson hurotzen elyon. The essence really of a mitzvah is meaning that's Hashem's will. Shalemayla mibchinas chokhmah v'tam. That is beyond the level of wisdom and reason. So mitzvahs are not reasonable. Mitzvahs are really rotzen Hashem. B'gam ha-mitzvahs sheyesh aleihem tam. And even mitzvahs that do have upon them a reasoning. Hare'eino inyan shemahusam hu ha-chokhmah. So it doesn't mean that their essence is chokhmah. Elo sherotzen ha-elyin baruch hu nimshech v'nislabesh b'b'chinas chokhmah v'tam. But rather, it's rotzen, but we have the supreme rotzen, blessed be he, extends and dresses up into a level of chokhmah and reason. So that's not, comes down into reason. Avo mehusum ha'atzmi. But what is their essence of a mitzvah? Gam la'achar yislapshus, even after it dressed up in reason? Hu rotzen ha'elyin, is the fact that it's the will of the supreme, it's Hashem's will. That is what a mitzvah is. V'lachein, and therefore, k'yumon shel kol ha'mitzvahs, the observance, how are we to observe? All mitzvahs, gam o'isom ha'muvonis, al pi tam v'das, also those which are understood based on one's reason and knowledge and understanding, tzorich liyos ba'ifen zeh davke, that needs to be in such a way, in this kind of a way, specifically, tzorich likaimon, you need to observe them, loy mipnei sha'seichel v'hadas mechaibam, not because your intellect and your mind obligates them, tells you that we need to do this. That's not why. Elo kinusach birchas ha-mitzvah, but rather, as we say in the language when we make the bracha for mitzvahs, we say, shetzivonu, mipnei shetzivonu. He commanded us. We don't say because it makes sense to us, it's because he commanded us. Mipnei shekach gozar rotzin elyon, because such has decreed the supreme will. Vezui kavonas hakosuv, and this is the intent of the verse, zois chukas ha-Torah. This is the statue of the Torah, that im sheham mitzvahs nechlokis bederech klal, although the mitzvahs are divided, generally speaking, legimul sugim, to three categories. The mitzvahs are divided into three categories, which is chukim, edus umishpotim, harei mehuson ha'atzmis shel kol mitzvahs ha-Torah. So, but what is the essence of all the mitzvahs of the Torah? Gam hasugim, the Eidus u'mishpotim, also the categories of Eidus u'mishpotim, which are not illogical, but they're logical and testimonials, so still, hichuka, that's the essence, is still a statue. So even those that are understood, they're still a chuka, v'loyed. Ela shekulom heim b'b'chinas, they're not just a regular statue, but we're talking about this statue, totally understood, zois chukas ha-Torah, like the statue of the Pora Aduma. Hachuka de Pora Aduma. They are like the statue of Pora Aduma, of the red heifer, Shafilu Shloima, that even Shloima Chocha Mekolodim, who was the wisest of all humans, Omar Azeh said with regards to this statue, it's so illogical, Omarti Achakmo, I thought I was wise, I was smart, V'irichoyka b'meni, it's distant from me, which means No, I don't get it. So which means that the mitzvah paraduma is the most distant from lit logic. And then we're saying zois chukas ha-toira. This is lamayla legabri megeder chokhmah. It's totally beyond the limitations, the definitions of chokhmah. And this is even higher than that. So now we see that the idea over here is that mitzvahs have to be done because of Hashem's will. And that will make a difference why, really, in performance of mitzvahs, we find many times that it doesn't make a difference that logically would be one way, or there's distinctions, there's differentiations, but we see that mitzvahs have the underlying part of them is the fact that they are rotzon elyon. So the Rebbe gives an speaks about this now in Ois Dalet. Mitzad inyan ze rotzon v'chukio shebemitzvahs. Because of this matter, the Hashem's will, the statue of the mitzvahs, matzinu kama v'kama dvorim. So we find in many items shehem b'shove b'chol ha-mitzvahs, that they're equal no mitzvahs. Makes no difference which mitzvah you're doing. But the Rotzon Elyon, which is the main part of the mitzvah, makes it that it doesn't make a difference. V'ach Amru Chazal, to the extent our sages of blessed memory tell us, Loi tehe yoshev v'shoikel b'mitzvah shel Torah chulu. Don't sit. You should not be sitting and weighing the mitzvahs of Torah chulu, which is more important, less important. Why is that? Because they're all Hashem's will. The underlying fact, it's the will of Hashem, so it doesn't make a difference. Mevuer bekama mekoymes. Rebbe is going to explain that intellectually there can be differences, but in the will there is no differences. So when we're doing a mitzvah, because this is Hashem's will, it makes no difference. Mevuer bekama mekoymes. In many places it's articulated. Ha-hefresh ben koyach ha-rotzen le-koyach ha-chokhmah. The difference between the power of wisdom, of will, and the power of understanding of wisdom. Ubechlal, generally, not only Rotzen and Chokhmah, but Rotzen and the inner powers. Ubechlal koyches pnimim shel Odom, the inner strengths of the Odom. The Rotzen is the koyach makif, is the surrounding, the will. But then you have the all the inner powers of the person. So what's the difference? HaChokhmah bo bishalkus. Chokhmah comes divided up. Hein bishalkus kloli. There's a general division. The ein seichel adam doim lechaveiro. One's intellect is not similar to his friends, and the hein bishalkus proti. And also in an individual, within the person himself, there is a difference. Bechol haskola gufa. In everything you understand itself, shabo davke. It comes specifically beribu protim. It comes with many details. So basically, chokhmah is split. It's different. Within the person itself, it has a lot of details. But but when we talk about will, is not divided, is not split. Loi bischalkus kloli, veloi bischalkus proti. Not in a general ischalkus separate dividing. It's not split generally, and also not split in detail. Behind the levad zoi shein bo hischalkus biproti inyonim. But besides the fact that there is no split in the details of the matters, which means you don't split, I want this a little more, this a little less. No, shebechol prat shel hadover shereitzu bo hu b'shove. If you want it, every detail of the item that you want, it's equal. So if you want something, you want it with the same force of want. By everything, every detail. Unlike by Chokhmah, which every idea is different, is split. Over here, everything, if you want it equally, no matter what the detail is. And likewise, Einem Ischalik Bischalkus Kloli, it also is not split in a, he quotes here from the Maimer of the Rebbe Rashab in Shemaim Kisi Tofrei Samaches, that he says there it doesn't divide in a general is in Yonim Sharotzin Bahem. in those matters that he has a will. The Neymar, that we're not going to say, Shabirotzen ze, Harotzen ubeifen kach. Ubedover ze, Harotzen ubeifen kach. In one item, he wants it so. In the other item, he wants it so. Ke'ein harotzen mishtane lifi oifon ha'inyonim sharotzen behem. Because the rotzen does not change based on these matters that he wants. It doesn't change, it doesn't become different. So similarly is when we talk about the mitzvah of the Torah. As we said before, everything starts with the rotzen. They are Hashem's will, the supreme will. There is no dividing. And that's why if you do a part of a mitzvah, you don't do it, it's nothing. Why? Because there's no details. There's no ischalkus over there. Sometimes the part of the mitzvah is like the whole thing. Why? Again, the Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem does not have that level of ischalkus. So in Ois Hey, the Rebbe is going to continue to explain that this idea of Ratzon that is not split is expressed as opposed to Chochmah, which is comes in different parts. Is Chalkus also expresses itself in the laws of Tumah V'Taharah. Hey, v'hine nekuda zu mizbataz b'chlolus hadin the Tumah V'Taharah. This point of Rotzen Elyon, that there is no Chalkus, expresses itself in generally in the din of Tuma and Tara. Ukenal Sif Aleph. And we said already earlier that we're not only talking about Chukas of the Parah Aduma, but we said before, Kenal Sif Aleph, the Zeus Chukas HaToiro, when it says this is the statue of the Torah, Koyi Gam Al Kol HaTumas VaHataris. This is referencing also, it applies to all Tumas and Taras. So therefore, this idea that we want to bring out is that it relates to the general concept of Tumah V'Taharah. How do we see it over there? Aleph, number one. Min ha-Torah I efsher sha-Tumah tochul rak al miktsas ha-guf. From the Torah, you cannot have a Tumah rest only a part of the body. Im noga ha-odom be-echod me-evorov be-dover ha-metameh. If a person touches with any one of his limbs in an item which would defile, which would make him tummy, nitma ideze kol haguf, then through that the entire body will become tummy. So you can't separate, you can't distinguish, you can't have a part of the body tummy, part not tummy. If it's tummy, the entire body is tummy. There's no ischalkus there. Number two, base. Ha'odom nitma al yidei negiya kol shehi ba'atuma. The person becomes tummy just by touching. Touching meaning not in a way that came really close to it. You just touched it. Haynu rak shaychis chitzoynis v'shitchis la'dover ha'metame. He only has an external, an outward connection to the thing that makes him tummy. So it's not like he is with the tummy, he just touched it. So because nitmahu al yidei ze, still he becomes tummy through this, but oisoi hatoikif, with the same force, the tumah is the same, shu nitma ba'achilosei dover tummy, that he will become tummy when you eat something tummy. So you see, again, not a distinction over here. When it comes to tumah, it makes no difference. Your contact with the tumah, whether you ate the tumah or you just touched the tumah, still no difference. You would become fully tummy. Number three. Ba'imik Yosef. Take this point a little deeper to show how there's really no differences. When you touch Tumah, It doesn't make a difference if you did it willingly, intentionally, accidentally, or even you were forced to touch the tumah. You become tomei. That means you don't really have to be part of it wantingly or intentionally, but just touching it makes you tomei. Even in this touching, just touching it, ain't nafkemina. It makes no difference bein shenoga ba bemezid, whether you touched it intentionally, or you touched it accidentally, afilu ba'ines, or even if you were by force you touched it, and still, so even if you do it against your will, berachmana patre, the Torah would exempt you. A person is not guilty if he did something against his will, but yet you still become tamei. It doesn't matter that you didn't want to do it, but you'll still become tamei. So what does this mean? Loi rak nigia kol shi begashmi. It's not just any touching physically. Elafi lukshagam beruchnis. Even also on the spiritual level. Loi hoiso zoiskim nigia. This was just merely a touch. Shel shaychus richoike meoid. Of a very distant connection. Shari hoiso shaloi bekavanos yagam hepech ritzoine. Because this took place without his intention and also against his will. Bekolze nitmo al yodo. Still, he has become tamei. The person becomes tamei through it. So that shows you that parts, how much doesn't matter. It's just one, it applies across the board. Dalit, number four. Gam hateitzos shalatumo ba'odom ba'anit hateitzos shalatumo ba'anit ma'odom. Also the results of the tuma in which the person has been defiled, mukhletisi, it's total. B'negei l'shaychus l'kedusha, as far as his connection to holiness, it totally defiles him. Ein hatuma geremes bo irak chisorim proti. The tumor does not just cause in him a specific lacking b'shaychus l'kedusha as he relates in his connection to holiness, to kedusha. Elo shehu yoitze al yidei ze. But rather he goes out through this. Nifseko kol shaychuso hagluyo linyonim shebegedusha. Zoo. Not have any revealed connection to matters that have that kedusha, which is also lechel dover kodesh, can't eat something which is kodesh. Okay, so eating, you can say the person is connected with his eating, because so no, not only that, dover shekodesh ein yochel is dama basar kipsori. That would mean that you can't have a dover, shebekedusha, kodesh, a truma, let's say, or other korbanos, they cannot become blood and flesh like his flesh. He has to totally stay away from that. But that's in the level his connection is, that the kedusha becomes part of it. But when you say more than that, you can't even come to the mikdash. The relationship, when you're coming to the mikdash, you're just there. It doesn't become something intimate with you. It doesn't become part of you. And yet the Torah doesn't allow it. Why is that? What is the reason for all this? For all these special things we find with regards to Tumah V'Tahara? Is be'inyan ha'Tumah V'Tahara meir rotzin ha'elyin b'gilui. In the matters of Tumah V'Tahara, the supreme will shines. The supreme will shines with more openly. That's why it appears and is recognized by them openly, the lack of hachiluk v'hashinui, between the lacking, the differences and changes bein rav lemaat, between a lot and little. Ein hefresh mitzad oifun shaychus ha'odom lahatuma. There is no difference, as we said before, how the person connects to the tuma. Shegam al yidei shaychus chitzonis, even through a
external, superficial connection, hein begashmis, which is both on the physical level, negiyah ba'alma, just a touch, vehein beruchnis, and also spiritually, even though against his will, so intentionally as well as physically, it's just a touch against his will. La dover tuma, to the tuma item. Hare hu nitma legamri, becomes totally tome. Hein begashmis, kol gufe keechod. Physically, all of his body becomes tome. Vehein beruchnis, also spiritually, which is hefsik shaychus geluyo legedusha. There's an interruption from a revealed connection to kedusha through the tuma. So that means, over here you see Ratzin. In the Ratzin doesn't make his chalkas, doesn't make differences, but it goes totally. He is totally disconnected through his even superficial, on all levels, connection with the Tuma. So what does this all mean in the service of Hashem? Sometimes one thinks that, you know, Mele, he'll give a little touch, something which is not appropriate, which is against Hashem's will. But since we're talking about the Ratzin, even if you do a small thing, a negia, it already violates the Ratzin. In the Ratzin, there is no ischalkas. Let's look inside. Vav. Inyan hanal b'avodas kol echad v'echad. The above idea in the service of each one and one. Amr Razal, our sages tell us, loy tehei yoshev v'shoikil mitzvah shel Torah. Don't sit and weigh the mitzvahs of the Torah. Basically, mitzvahs are not given to say more important, less important, don't weigh them. Further it says, v'hevi zoyer v'mitzvah kalaki b'chamura. You have to be careful in a light mitzvah, like in a stringent mitzvah, also points to the fact that you have to treat all mitzvahs on the same basic level. Da'ala odom liyos zoyer b'chol mitzvah mitzvah b'shove. Person needs to be careful every mitzvah equally. So, this is why, because a person, logically, if it's based on chokhmah, you can say some are more, some are less important. But if it's based on ratzon, it doesn't make a difference. V'af sheyesh mokim liten, even though there is room to argue, one can conceivably argue. Eich yitochen sheyizohir b'digdu kal shel divrei sofrim. How is it possible to be careful on a very light particular of the words of the scribes, but also hazihirus, with that same caution, same being careful, sheyesh ledagdek, that one needs to be particular and careful, bechamurus shebechamurus, with dealing with a serious of a serious sins. But hazihirus bedigdu klal, but isn't not being careful in a very light particular, but divrei sofrim gufa, within the words of the rabbis, he negiyah levad bira. That's merely touching the bira. Ve'eich shayich l'damoiso, how can we possibly compare this l'ha'izihirus b'chamurus b'chamurus, to not being careful with the serious among serious? Hari v'arichiluk zeh dekalis b'chamurus. And who makes this difference between the light one and the serious ones? Nemar b'Torah she'Torah emes. That is written in Torah, which is a true Torah. So Torah says this is serious, and Torah says this is light. And yet, we're telling you, you cannot treat each anyone different. They have to be all treated the same. So here we have the instruction from the idea of Torah. Mitzad b'chinas tam v'das she'b'mitzvahs. From the perspective of the reason and understanding that it is a mitzvah, yesh chilukim madreges b'mitzvahs. There is difference of steps, different levels in the mitzvahs. There is chukim, there is edus, u'mishpatim, statutes, testimonies, laws, logical laws, kalos v'chamurus. There is light, there is serious. But mitzad muhus ha-mitzvahs, but from the perspective of the essence of the mitzvah, shehu, rotzin elyon, it's the will of the above, Ein bahen chilukim, there is no difference. Ubavoydas ha'odom ha'mekayimes ha'mitzvus. And the same thing in the service of the person that fulfills the mitzvahs. Yes, there are differences in the blemishes between one mitzvah and the other mitzvah. Lifi erech v'chilukei b'chinas ha'pagam b'nefesh, relative to the value, relative to the difference of the levels of the person's blemishes in the soul, chulukach hem chilukei b'chinas ha'miruk v'oynish. Likewise, it says in the Tanya is the difference of how much of cleansiness, how much washing down the punishment is. Everything has a different level. Similar is also the reward. Every mitzvah, there is differences between mitzvahs and mitzvahs. Some get more, some other less. But from the perspective of the main essence, the point, shalom mitzvahs of the mitzvahs. Shal yidei ki yumon shalom mitzvahs, that when we fulfill the mitzvahs, nase mitzvah meloshen tzavse v'chibur. What happens, it becomes a mitzvah, which is from the language connection and togetherness. You become together im HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Hashem. So, so all mitzvahs bring you together. The point of the mitzvah is to unite with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which essentially doesn't make a difference what mitzvah it is. So even if you just have a light touch, which is against the supreme will, that touches his general connection to godliness. Zion. Hiroa nal shayeches. This applies. Now the Rebbe is going to, in the very beginning, the Rebbe brought out that the lesson needs to be in the simple level of Tumah V'Tahara, not in some sort of drush, which is beyond the capacity of a simple person who makes the Birchas HaTorah. So this lesson that we're talking now applies, and since it applies, it's also demanded, mikol echod v'echod, for every one and one. Gam mehaposhut shebipshutim, also from the simple amongst the simplest. V'lochein bo hiro zu, and that's why this instruction comes, miklolus hanoise t'dinei tumah v'tahara, from the general idea of the tumah v'tahara, the general theme. The noisa, the theme of Tumah V'Tahara, is what interests us. Loima proti dinim shabazah. We're not talking about the details of the dinim. And the reason is kishayechesi gam le'elud le'yadim akamra, because this applies to also those who don't know what they're saying. They don't understand. They're just reading it. Kinal sibeis, as we said earlier, sibeis. The Rebbe explains now. Hergesh hanal b'kiyum ha-mitzvahs. The above mentioned feeling. Shagam zehiris bedigdu kal, that even to being careful with a very light particular, hudovar hanegeya lecholus iskashrusi belakus, is a matter which relates to his general connection to godliness, that bo mitzad etzem haneshoma shalemaila mibchinas tam vadas, that comes from the essence of the soul, which is beyond the reason and understanding, reason and rationale, kipizgam hayidua, as the known euphemism, we say the expression is that Yehudi eina roitza, a yid is not able, not does not want, veina yochel is not able, liyis nifred melakus, to be separated from godliness, vehergish ze hu eitzel kol echad v'echad b'nei Yisrael, that feeling is by each one and one of the b'nei Yisrael. So therefore it applies to everybody to know that the essence of your connection to Hashem is what's important, and nothing, not even a small touch, is acceptable. Even though it's impossible, self-understood, to stand on that level, that it should shine, by the person openly, his kashrusil is Kadosh Baruch Hu, LaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzadetzem Nishmaot Nishmosoi. The knot, his connection, his tie to Hashem, that is from the essence of the soul, that's not apparent, that's not revealed, that's not open. We don't see that connection. The Meshach Habitosu Kol Hashono, during the time that he serves throughout the year, Ube Meshach Kol Hayoyim, and throughout the day. Because the service of Hashem is an organized, is in a logical way. Specifically, it's mesudar davke. It has to be organized. It has to be logically based on the knowledge. Tambadas, but when you arouse this feeling in your soul during specific times in the year, umehem. Some of those times is kshikoyim beparshas ubetoyda. When you read this parsha in the Torah, so then at that time, Tumah v'Tare, we're talking about Zoyis Chukas HaTorah. When you read in Torah, Shahoz, while Derech HaYisuk b'Torah Soiluki Kruvay Lo'ilo, we say that one who occupies himself, studies the laws of Oilo, is as if he brought an Oilo. So then you have to be Rishumay, and then the mark of that experience at that time is Niker, is recognizable by Vedosa Shapitam Badas in his service that is according to reason and rationale, B'meshach Kol Hashon V'Chol HaYoyim, in the time of the all year and all day, because you have the leftover. Oz Margish Goydel HaChomer V'Chisorin B'Negiyas Mashu. Then you feel the great seriousness and the lacking, even by any touch, bedover bilti rotzi, in an item which is unwanted. Ches hayro hanal yeshno gamba voidus odim mazulus. The above mentioned lesson also applies, exists in the service of the person with another person. Kishemis asik lekare veslibon shel bnei Yisrael. When a person occupies himself to bring the hearts of the bnei Yisrael close la Hashem, to Hashem, and to his Torah and mitzvahs, and his mitzvahs. It's possible that the person will think in his heart, if he's going to succeed, it's going to end up in his hand to impact the other person, that he's going to be careful in the serious mitzvahs. Or maybe Torah and mitzvahs in general. That would be sufficient. And it's not a must, he thinks, that he should make a great and lot of effort, so that the other one should also be careful, even at a small particular of divrei sofrim, ad mitzvah nefesh, to the extent squeezing out your soul, meaning to the depth, to fully. And this we come the above answer. Just that is in the unwanted side, in the negative side, that we say, just by touching lightly in something which is bad, chas v'sholom, God forbid, he is bound to touch, to impact. God forbid, the klolus is kashrus, the klolus is kashla kodesh baruch hu. The general connection, the general tie to kodesh baruch hu. Al derech zehu b'tzad ha-toif. In a similar way, it's also on the side of good. Yitochen, it's possible. Shal yidei shi yifil al hazulas sihirus be'inyan shal toira mitzvus. Possibly that if you can impact the other person being careful in a matter of Torah mitzvah, only a small touch, you have him do something small, positive, you will extract him through that from his situation, which is in low depth of the low, and you'll elevate him higher, higher, till the depth, the highest depth, the greatest heights. This is Mesichas Shabbos Parshas Tzav, Parshas Poro, Tovshin Lamed Gimel.